my old friend Graham Mulhern. Good morning, Graham.
And to you, Damien. Good morning.
Cybersecurity expert. There you go. Lack of online supervision for children must be addressed. These reports, and again, you can read about it online. Hey, cyber safety kids. Fewer than 1 in 5 young people prevented by parents from having online access in bedrooms. Are we surprised by this, Graham?
No, not at all. We are not surprised, and if we don't do anything about it, we cannot expect it to get any better. It might be a little lower, it might be a little higher, but it's actually quite easy to do something about it. The first thing is to tell them not to do it and to keep telling them. And, you know, it's not the, there isn't any, there's a lot of technology to do this, but I'm sure you agree, Damien, the first thing that needs to start is that parents need to remember they're the boss in their own home. And that they're not up for re-election. And, you know, there can be a dictator as much as you like. And the best reason in the world, because I said so, you cannot go up to your room and use your computer or your phone or your laptop in your room 4 hours without me seeing you. And that'll be a great start. Don't be afraid to tell them. Remember, you're the boss.
The age groups on this, 8 to 12-year-olds, like having or letting an 10-year-old, a 9-year-old having unfettered access to the internet. Like, why do some parents or guardians just not get this, Graham? Why are they so, I'll use the word stupid, but they're not stupid. Why are they so blind to the horrendous stuff that's out there?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Clinton-esque lefty answer to all of this is that, you know, everybody's pooped at the end of the day and they just want to sit down and have a break. I would question the age, Damien. I'd shoot 2-3 years younger. I mean, this starts at 2-3 years of age. I mean, as you well know from going around your friends' houses. So it's not from 4 to 8, it's from younger. And there's a lot you can do that's not very difficult to do to block content on websites and to prevent kids from seeing it if they do get access to a phone. But the first thing that we go back to is discipline and enforcement and stopping children from getting access to these devices or giving them controlled access. That starts with discipline. Now, you can move to technology in a minute, but the first thing is to say no.
Okay, a few practical tips, and you are very good on the practical tips, and we'll give out your website details now in a few minutes. So do you put in a keyword? Do you have to spend money on buying particular security systems? Like, what do you do, Graham?
Well, I'd give people a quick tip first that we use in all of our parental talks, which are available worldwide on Zoom, but one little tip for small kids is grab your own phone, create a folder in it, and you can look this up on YouTube. Grab your own phone, create a folder, pop the games that your daughter or son, who might be 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 years of age, into it, lock that folder and switch off the Wi-Fi. Switching off the Wi-Fi, Damien, will stop the ads running. And the ads are a big problem because they can be betting sites and that sort of thing, because that also is uncontrolled. Who advertises in these apps? So that was create a folder, lock that folder, pop his or her games into it, and then you can safely give that child the use of the phone, say if you're driving or in your sitting room or in the kitchen or whatever.
Okay.
Really simple to do, good control, and is very effective. Remember, switch off the Wi-Fi.
Okay, and let's talk then about other systems that can be put in place. The child is now has a mobile phone. You've given him her the mobile phone. She's now 10 or 11, or he's 10 or 11 or 12. What do you do then?
Okay, right. Well, one for the IT experts amongst us. That's people who know what they're doing. And don't attempt this if you don't know what you're doing. You can do things like DNS filtering, and there's a fab product, nothing to do with us, based in the US called custombrowsing.org. And check that out if you know what you're doing. That will change the DNS filter now to others. If you want to buy something, there are some very good products out there. Bitdefender Norton 360 Premium shouldn't be more than €50 for the entire year for 10 people in the house. And even if you just tell it how old your children are, it'll set up the appropriate filters and site searching and age blocking for each kid. So what a 4-year-old sees or a 6-year-old sees will be different to what the 11-year-old will see, because Norton's, who have a very reputable company and have been in this a long time, know what they're doing, know what the average kid should be looking at. And of course, you can change that.
A lot of people.
So those are two products right there.
Yeah, okay, and that's very important. BeSecureOnline.co.uk. That's your own website. BeSecureOnline.co.uk.
But that's her, yeah, r.ie.
And again, there's other websites. There could be CyberSafe. There's Webwise.ie and other things. But like, I'm fairly media savvy and fairly tech savvy, Graham.
Very.
But again, as I was growing up with the children, I didn't put any of these blocks on. I tried to use the other tips of talking to them and stuff like that and taking the phones away from them. And it worked for me, thankfully. But I should really have invested an awful lot more information. And I should really have done this type of thing, because like a lot of people, they kind of trust their children too much, I think, do they?
Oh, totally. You should never trust your children, ever. Or never even better, never trust their friends, because it's never your little Joey that does this. It's always his mates. But his mates are likely to show him stuff he shouldn't be getting up to. And I mean, the consumption of porn, Damien, by 10, 11 and 12-year-olds, and the kind of really despotic bad stuff, you know, that's a real issue. Don't forgive yourself. Get up off your backside and try and do something about it. YouTube and TikTok can be a great source of advice in terms of handy little tips. Like on YouTube, you'd be very quick to look up and find how to sort of prevent your child using the services within your iOS or your Google phone, just to not be able to download any apps other than the ones that you specifically approve. So there's much you can do for very little effort, especially if you go to YouTube and TikTok and look up safety tips.
Because most parents will just say, they're probably not going to access those things. I'll just tell them not to access it and they won't access it.
Damien, how many of them drove their parents' cars when they shouldn't have? How many of us went drinking before we were 18? How many of us stole apples out of the orchards? How many of us stole flake bars when we should have been? Everything we shouldn't have done. So for God's sake, stop thinking that you've bred some little angel and get on with the job of parenting. And just because I said so, the best reason in the world. And you do not want your child, you wouldn't let your child out in the Reaper Ban or go down the Amsterdam High Street, the ones we're talking about, at 11:30 at night. So why the heck would you let them on the internet?
Yeah, and let's call it for what it is, Graham. The social media companies are not going to help you. They really are not going to. Like, there were campaigns and have been campaigns to try and say, let's get the social media companies to do certain things. But like the popularity of apps such as TikTok and Snapchat, like it makes it harder to keep track of what your child is accessing.
Yeah, absolutely. And Damien, they're in the chocolate business. They want you to eat more chocolate. They're winning from your eating or when your child is watching TikTok, and you're losing, especially as they get sort of passive and they've been there for hours. It is their business to have your child online. It is not their business to look after his safety. They will only do so when the jail time and or massive fines are introduced. I don't mean a billion. I mean 10 or 15 billion euros or dollars. They have no interest in your child's safety. They have only one interest, which is selling you more chocolate, getting your kid to spend more time online. And they will pretend that they are doing something about it. And for example, there's the online safety bill going through in the UK at the moment. And already people are saying it's way insufficient and doesn't include enough threats to make people like Snapchat and TikTok behave themselves and try to actively discourage underage users from using their platforms. And there needs to be real menace in there and threats of actually doing stuff, and then they actually need to do it.
And I'll leave you with this text in from somebody. A lot of this has got to do because parents are using technology as babysitters rather than getting off their backsides and learn how to set the time and the limits first or get a family link. It's a battle for me with my son, but I stick to my rules, and damn it, it is tough sometimes, but my house rules must be kept to keep him safe. And that's what it's about, keeping people, keeping your child safe ultimately, isn't that it?
And there's two great tips, Damien. Family Link, good product from Google, available on Google and at Samsung phones. And the other one that she mentioned just temporarily, oh yeah, use the digital well-being, which is in the middle of the settings file on the profile in TikTok. Use digital well-being and set time blocks and switch on restricted mode in TikTok. Those are things that are already there. For God's sake, use them so your caller is dead right. 100%, top of the class.
Can the child turn that off, though?
Nope, not if you set in, not if you go to TikTok and or YouTube and look how to prevent your child doing so. That'll cost you about 2 minutes of your life, even if you're not a tech. So that won't take long and well worth doing.
Excellent. BeSecureOnline.co.uk. Graham, as ever, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Sweet, thank you.
Bye. Thanks, all the very best. Graham Mulhern there.